After being in Harrisburg for nearly 6 years now, I'm even more convinced today than I was when I first arrived here that we must change how we do business. I have advocated for budget process reforms, regulatory process reforms, legislative reform, and education reforms. It has been a real privilege for me to work the last year and a half with Representative Fee and my colleagues on this legislation to create the Independent Office of Inspector General. I'm extremely proud of the work that Mindy has done, the work that Senator Argel has done to improve this legislation, and to advance this legislation through the General Assembly and to the Governor's desk. I agree with her that we must do all that we can to value each and every taxpayer dollar spent, to ensure the citizens of this state can have full confidence that they have a government that works, to identify and eradicate waste, fraud, and abuse in state government. Today, we have Republicans standing together to applaud an idea first offered by Democratic Governor Robert P. Casey and to build on that idea. And I'm here today to ask Governor Wolf to sign this legislation. I have been frankly disappointed by some of the comments offered by members of his administration, and I would point out these are not comments offered by the governor himself. But he is in charge of his administration, and the power and his power is derived from the people to serve the people. We've not been given power to protect the status quo, nor legislative or executive power for its own sake. The governor's administration has offered to the public primarily two reasons for their promised veto in recent days. First, as has been stated, a, quote, waste of time, end quote. I do not believe that Governor Casey's efforts in 1987 to establish this office by executive order were a waste of time. I do not believe that the efforts of the Inspector General, as reported in 2014-2015, $87.6 million collected and saved through welfare fraud activities by investigating over 25,000 applications for benefits. I do not believe that is a waste of time. $22 million collected in reimbursement and collection. I do not believe that that is a waste of time. $2.5 million through the disqualification of future benefits for recipients criminally prosecuted for welfare fraud and through administrative disqualification hearings, I do not believe that that is a waste of time. $3.7 million collected in restitution by filing 833 criminal complaints, I do not believe that that is a waste of time. And doing all that we can to identify and eradicate waste, fraud, and abuse prior to asking hardworking families to pay more in taxes is most certainly not a waste of time. No one disagrees that this office could do even more with the enhanced powers that we seek to provide here. These enhanced powers should be preserved in statute, and they demand independence. Secondly, the administration has argued that this effort represents an attempt to erode executive power. Again, I'll say, power is derived from the people, and we have been lent this power to serve them. Let's be clear. Under Representative Fee's bill, the governor has the power to nominate the inspector general. The Senate must advise and consent with a strong bipartisan two-thirds majority. These particular provisions, as have been stated, do not take place until the term of the next administration and the next inspector general. This proposal can be, should be, and has always been intended to be, a bipartisan effort. This bill is not, nor has it ever represented, a criticism of Governor Wolf or his administration. In fact, I began working on this legislation because I was extremely impressed with the governor's choice for Inspector General when he first took office. This legislation does not represent an erosion of executive power. It is a protection against the abuse of executive power for any administration, Republican or Democrat. I say to the governor, we have an opportunity to work together, to ensure that we have a government that works for the people that we serve. Let's work together to build on national best practices and to be a national leader in government reform. Together, we can be a leader in reform and not corruption. Finally, it's great to be for things, but ultimately, we'll be judged on what we accomplish. Thank you.